For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
We continue Who's Your Guy on the Score. It's happening this week, 312-644-6767. And a reminder, if you can't call, you can use the meatball machine. Go to the it's actually the Odyssey app. Check out 670 The Score.
And then
leave a voice message with your guy. We go back to the phones, though, and Adam in Atlanta. Adam, who is your guy?
Hey, guys. My guy is the Heisman runner-up running back out of Boise State University himself, Ashton Gentry. Bob.
Ashton Gentry. We've heard of him. Ashton Gentry out of Boise State. He is ranked first in running backs in the Beast. No surprise there. His height, 5'9". His weight, 211 pounds. Just over the age of 21, he was a two-year starter at Boise State. His strengths.
He's got a caboose. Yep.
Don't we all?
No, Bill, we don't. I don't.
100% if I do. Bill low to the ground with exceptional strength throughout frame. Runs through contact like he's doused in Vaseline.
I love that.
Will expose anything less than strong rap tackle. What?
Love that too.
Equally what? Instinctive and athletic with ability to press, set up blocks, and explode through holes. Elusive in tight quarters with controlled footwork to cut and accelerate. Models his game after Alvin Kamara. That's a good model. Able to drop hips and burst laterally without slowing. Reaches top speed quickly to rip off chunk runs. 5 touchdowns of 70 yards or more in 2024, tying LaDainian Tomlinson for single-season FBS record. Dangerous in the passing game with natural hands and receiving athleticism, 4 drops on 97 career targets. Boise State put a lot on his plate as a pass blocker. That's important in the Ben Johnson offense. He showed awesome promise in that area. Awesome promise. What a description. His weaknesses.
Sounds a little sassy.
Doesn't have elite top-end speed needed to easily run away from NFL pursuit. Recognition and technique in pass pro are solid, but need improvement versus NFL rushers. Allowed at least 1 pressure in 9 of 14 games in 2024. 9 fumbles combined over past 2 seasons, including 4 in 2024. Another called back because of penalty. Unusually high number of offensive touches, 830 in 3 years in college. Why is that a weakness? He was Boise State's offense.
Okay. The whole thing, kit and caboodle.
Yeah. Missed 1 game because of right... Oh, now we're getting just nitty... We're getting nitpicky here. Missed 1 game because of right knee sprain as a sophomore in October of 2023, and he wore a brace over the season's final month. Hyperextended left elbow as a junior in October 2024 and wore a bulky brace, but he didn't miss a game. That's how you know he's good, when you have to stretch for his weaknesses. With his low center of gravity and explosiveness, Gentry has an uncanny ability to stay afloat through contact and be elusive In space.
In space?
In space. Let Robbie stayed up late watching Pistons basketball.
Pistons basketball victory, my bad.
Yeah, uh-huh. They tied that series at one. Mm-hmm. Led FBS with 151 forced missed tackles in 2024. That's 57 more than number two on the list. He trusts his vision when he's following his blocks, but instead of predetermining his path, he displays outstanding reactionary reads to sort, cut, and create, responsible for 12 carries of 50 yards or more. In 2024, no other FBS player had more than five. Overall, Gentry displays exceptional contact, balance, run instincts, and versatility in the passing game, reminiscent of LT, LaDainian Tomlinson. Ooh. He has the talent to emerge as a high-level running back early in his NFL career, his greatest first round. Ashton Gentry.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, up next, let's go to Brandon. Brandon, tell us, who's your guy?
Morning, Mars Hall. Layla.
Hi, Brandon.
So, you know, any other year I would go with the tackle, but I think it's destiny. You got to get a guy that's jack of all trades, that can run the ball, catch the ball, and even pass the ball. In a Ben Johnson trick play filled offense, my guy is Tyler Warren, Penn State.
Woo!
Tyler Warren, he is the number one tight end according to Dane Brugler's The Beast, the number eight player available. And let's talk about his strengths.
He had this wonderful system for doing the garlic. He used a razor and he used to slice it so thin that it used to liquefy in the pan with just a little oil.
Impossible.
It's a very good system.
It's impossible.
As long as you're not drinking the olive oil, you're good with me. Well-built athlete with prototypical frame for tight end duties, builds acceleration quickly to enter route and attack coverage. Fluid movement skills for a big man with foot quickness to get in and out of breaks. Had more one-handed grabs than drops on 2024 film.
There you go.
Comfortable leaving feet and has body flexibility at a high point or adjust to off-target throws. Some wiggle after catch. 56.2% of receiving yards in 2024. Came post catch. Lowers pads to finish through contact, often required gang tackles to get him down. Effective wildcat option. Averaged 8.4 yards per carry in 2024, 26 carries for 218 yards and 4 touchdowns. Lefty passer. Completed 3 of 6 passes for 35 yards in 2024, including a 17-yard touchdown. Takes pride in blocking responsibilities. Models his game after George Kittle, delivers pop on wham blocks, and looks to drive his legs in the run game. Fourth tight end in FBS history to reach 104 catches in a single season. Weaknesses!
Rickon killed him!
Well, he's still alive, I can promise you that. Average arm length and needs to be quicker with his hands into blocks. Guilty of head ducking and sacrificing his balance once engaged with defenders. Only 5.9% of targets the past two seasons came 20 yards or more down the field. 64.1% came within 9 yards of the line. Attempts to match physical coverage, which causes him to be late turning his head to the football. In summary, a high-efficiency pass catcher, Warren moves with light feet, fluid body movements, and natural balance, all of which helps him instantly transition from receiver to runner and become a threat with the ball in his hands. He showed improved trust in his hands as a senior and now calmly adjusts to finish catches. Regardless of the traffic around him, 3 drops on 135 targets in 2024. Though he's aggressive as a blocker, he will fall off run blocks and needs improved positioning footwork through contact. Overall, Warren still has developing to do as a route runner and blocker, but he is an agile-footed big man who naturally tracks the football with dependable hands and a hunger to create after the catch. He projects as a rookie NFL starter with traditional qualities, as well as the schematic versatility to be a multi-tool weapon for a play caller. His grade is first round.
That has been another edition of Who's Your Guy. I know we had a lot of callers. We are doing this segment tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. So just remember that. And if you have one on your mind, just go to the Odyssey app. Get 670 The Score. Go to the Leave a Voice message feature. Use that meatball machine. You know what to do. Just mock a call, and that's how it works. Say who your name is, where you're calling from, and who's your guy. And that's how it works. We will do it again. Coming up next, we got to talk about the Cubs. Their stats are indicating great success. So we'll take a look at what that could mean moving forward and for the rest of the season. That's next on The Score.